Good job, girls. Dawson Boyd girls are coming out of the locker room. There are a lot of tears in their eyes as they walk by us. They've been through a lot together, haven't they?
Yeah, the winter season is a long one, Paul. It's almost 4 months long, and you spend a lot of time together. A lot of hard work goes into the game of basketball, you know, and they put it all on the court tonight, and unfortunately their season ended. But, yeah, you can tell that, you know, if you show raw emotion after the game, that means you care about the game, and that's what we're seeing from the girls.
That's right. And they've gone through a lot together.
They have.
That's for sure. And Lainey Bartunek, what can you say about Lainey? She's the only senior on the roster.
Yeah. We're hoping she comes.
But
oh, there she is. Speak of the devil.
Sit down, Lainey. We were just talking about you.
That's it.
It was all good.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Yeah, it
was a fantastic game.
The only senior on the team. What was going on in the locker room there just now?
Well, our coaches were giving us a really good talking about how we've improved since game one and that we're a completely different team. And I said some words saying, I can't wait to watch them next year. I'll be watching every game from college. I can't wait. And I'm just so grateful for the coaches and team that I've had that, like, surrounded me with such positivity this year.
Well, I'm getting kind of teary-eyed because you're teary-eyed. So,
I'm sorry.
Your sisters, it's 16 years with Bartunek on the floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that's 16 years.
That is amazing.
And no more after this year. So really appreciated watching you play. And even though the wins losses weren't there, you had fun with the girls, right?
Yeah, one of the best teams I could ever ask for.
I got a remark. Every time I see you out there, you're always smiling or laughing or something. You even shot that air ball. That was a horrible shot.
You
started laughing.
Yeah.
It just made me chuckle. And
it's just like what our coaches said to us before the game is, be a goldfish. Like, goldfish have short-term memory. Just wipe it off right away and keep a smile on your face.
I like that. Now, and like you mentioned, you know, you got to be proud of those young girls. You had three sophomores out there battling, and they started five seniors for Lakeview. So they had definitely the more experienced team. But, boy, you guys really battled there till the end.
Didn't we? Didn't you? It was a really good game.
It was. It was, compared to when we first played them, we've improved a lot.
Yeah.
I'm so, like, grateful for how hard everyone tried. Like, all I can say is I'm grateful for Dawson Boyd basketball. Like, you, Paul Ramo, like, you guys, I'm grateful for everyone that's came to our games. Like, I'm just really grateful for what I've been taught through for the basketball.
Yep. Good. It's awesome. Been fun watching you play.
Thank you.
Going to miss you next year.
That's the end of the Bartunek era.
Yeah. So we always get a picture at the Lackawanna County Fair, right?
Yeah, you'll see me at the fair.
Okay, we'll always keep that going, right?
Yeah.
We're not going to quit that tradition.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks,
well,
Lainey.
Well, nice talking to you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice job.
Thank you, Lainey. If you see Rachel, if she wants to come over. Is she still in the locker room? Okay. Yeah, we'll visit with Rachel because I want to talk to Rachel if she wants to talk with us and talk about the improvements that she's seen with the girls.
I mean,
and you're a coach, you know what she's going through.
It is. Sometimes it's hard to talk about it. You know, your first thought is, man, it's over. You know, and you really don't want to talk about it because you have a loss. It doesn't take long to start reflecting on the people that mean a lot to you, and your players, your fellow coaches, and then of course Lainey being a senior, that's the last time she'll ever get to coach her, in basketball. So there are a lot of emotions that run through your mind, a lot of sadness, a lot of happiness, a lot of gratefulness for the effort people put out. But all of a sudden it's over, and it's like, where did time fly?
So. Well, I got a final, Bart. Here's a huge upset in girls basketball. Yellow Medicine East defeated the number 2 ranked team in the state tonight in Granite Falls, 76-74, Sleepy Eye St. Mary's. Isn't that something?
That is amazing.
That is a big upset.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, they played in Granite Falls, Sleepy Eye St. Mary's. So congratulations to Yellow Medicine East on the last regular season game, beating the second-ranked team in the state of Minnesota tonight.
Wow, that's impressive.
76-74 in Granite Falls. So with me is Rachel Hawkinson. Rachel, we just talked to Lainey Bartunek, and she's got a smile on her face.
You gotta love Lainey.
And she said so many nice things about you and Jenna and the team, and it was very emotional.
Yeah.
Got me teared up. But,
yeah.
So, what a game, though. You guys played very... Bart and I are saying this doesn't seem like an 8-9 seed. game.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be a competitive game. You know, it was a close one the first time we played them. I feel like we've continued to improve, so I was really hoping we could have came out with the W tonight. We obviously got a lead in there, and couldn't hang on. We made some silly passes, and, you know, they put their press on us and got their hands on things, and just a couple box outs that cost us some easy buckets for
them.
Yeah,
the first half, they had, early in the game, they're up to 9, you know, offensive rebounds, and that's a lot of rebounds. And then late in the game, you know, you got in foul trouble, you had to bring out Kate, and you had to bring out Essling, and then all of a sudden that press seemed like there was 10 girls out there all over you, and they made some easy baskets off turnovers, you know. But, you know, you battled back. It was a heck of a game.
Yeah, definitely. And the tough thing is when we get into foul trouble, you got to play a little more conservative.
Yeah.
And when it comes down the stretch and it's like, hey, we want to get the ball back in our hand, we need to foul them. Well, we had three girls on the court with four fouls. It's like, well, you guys can't, but...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and we were just kind of slow to the draw on that.
Yep. Talk about some of your girls this year on this team. I mean, they really played hard for you. I know in the beginning of the season you told me, Paul, if I can just see improvement every game the whole season, and Lainey said that too when I was talking to her. Your thoughts on that, the improvement? Improvement?
Exactly. I mean, we heard it from both coaches tonight. You guys have improved immensely. We hear it from the community. I see it. I told them tonight, I hope you guys can feel it. My motto from day one was, I want you to believe in yourselves, because you haven't had, you know, this outstanding record.
Right.
And it's tough not to get in the dumps. And if you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to leave it on the court every time. You're not going to, you know, play with your heart. So I just asked that of the girls, and they showed up every night and every practice willing to leave it on the court. And I said, you can't teach that.
Well, the other thing I was impressed with, and we talked about it already, is, you know, they're starting five seniors. And at one point, I think you had four sophomores on the court. So, I mean, it bodes well for the future. Great experience for them. But, you know, that's that difference between maybe experience, not so much experience. But, you know, the first time we did the game, you weren't there against Lac La Parle. And all I kept telling Paul is, like, they're so scrappy on defense. You know, when you're like that, you have a chance to be in any game, especially the young girls. And that's why this game was so close.
Exactly. And some of these girls, like I said, they're 10th grade. I mean, they hadn't played man defense in so many years. It was zone, so we had to brush off some of the cobwebs with that. So I'm hopeful that we have a lot more room to gain.
Yeah, definitely.
And Lainey mentioned, you know, it's a big family. They feel like family, and that was important to her. She's the only senior on the team. That is 16 years of Bartooning. and no more next year, I told her. 16 years of Bartooning sisters, and she's fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. So. She was fun to have on the team.
Yeah.
I mean, she just voiced that in the locker room. We said we wouldn't have rather have done this with any other group of girls. And
Bart, just to talk about some of the other girls, Bart was really impressed with Allison Essling, her hustle, how she brings the ball up the court. You know, Catherine Dahl, what can you say about Catherine?
Yeah, Kate, I mean, she's probably our most consistent player. In terms of scoring, boxing out, she's one of our best free throw shooters. You know, she just plays well all around, and just kind of keeps her cool out there, you know. So we look forward to having her back next year and continuing to
come. Coming back. I look forward to
it. Ayanna Hasted, you know, she was a shadow dancer last year. Keep her out for basketball, by the way. She's not going back to dancing, right?
Nope. She says she's having fun and realizes it's not all about winning and, you know, it's building relationships, having fun. Gosh, she's come a long way. Yeah. She hasn't played basketball since sixth grade.
Oh, really?
Earned her spot.
I didn't know that till the night Paul told me. It's like, wow.
She's starting for us. I mean, she's got awesome defense. She's got an awesome vertical, good wingspan.
Yep.
Get some old boards out there. And then getting back to Allie, I didn't comment on her, but I agree. I mean, man, she takes it to the hole. She's not afraid of anybody. We sometimes call her our bull in a china shop.
Yeah. Well, you can see when she walked off the court, she was just, like, so mad that it was over, you know, and that's her determination.
Oh, yeah.
How about
competitiveness?
Chelsea Hughes and Haley Anderson. Haley got a lot of touches tonight.
Yep. She's come a long way. You know, the first game at Benson, I said, Haley, post up. And she's kind of prancing around her defender. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, push, get into her. And I mean, gosh, she's now probably one of her most aggressive players. And
good.
I said, those buckets are going to fall. You keep taking it to it, you know, make a move, get it to the hole. And it finally fell for her at the end.
My favorite thing today, when they called Haley for a foul, and the eye roll that she gave the ref was so amazing. Bart and I both looked at, did you see the eye roll? That was awesome.
Oh, yeah, got a little attitude, but she'll come out. She said, Rachel, you want me to be aggressive? I was feisty.
That's a good way to
put it. Excited to have Chelsea back next year. I mean, she's been a sound player for us. We switched her from a point to a two, kind of mid-season there. Felt she was maybe a little more comfortable off the ball, hoping to free her up for some more shots. So we'll keep working with her on that, too.
Well, I'm excited. I'm already excited for next year, Rachel.
Me too. I told him we already got plans in the mix for this summer.
That's awesome. The key to work at 20 all year long. If you want to be better.
No off season.
It's all your first year goal.
Great. Great. I truly enjoyed it. You know, they always say it's a long season. It did not feel like it.
Oh, really?
It flew by. I mean, it's busy. There's a lot of work and with a young family as well, and working a full time job. But I mean, that was awesome. I couldn't have asked any more from the girls.
And you and Jenna make a good team, I think.
Oh, yeah. Best friends since high school.
Oh, wow. Good.
Living the dream.
Best friends since high school. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
She's a year younger than me. We played sports together, so.
I got to buy some more Girl Scouts cookies from Jenna.
Me too.
She dropped mine off. Was it Sunday?
All right. So, Rachel, thank you for your time on the post-game show. I know a tough loss, but I really appreciate your time here tonight.
Thank you. So. Thank you for coming to the game.
Yep. You got Bart and I excited tonight. This is a great game.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Rachel.